What is the soul? The soul is the essence of who we are. It is the particle of consciousness that lies at the core of our being and brings life to our body. Our body is basically a machine. Just like a machine is made ultimately of atoms and molecules which are not conscious, similarly, the body is also made of chemicals, biochemicals, which reduce down to atoms and molecules, which are not conscious. But we are conscious beings. This consciousness comes not from our body, but comes from something different from the body. That source of consciousness and life within the body is the soul. And the soul is not just a matter of metaphysical belief within some thought systems. It is the basis of our identity and the basis of our capacity to choose any beliefs. If the soul were not there, then we would not be conscious and we would not be able to perceive anything, including the capacity to either believe or disbelieve in the soul. So in today's scientific ethos, there are many fields of scientific research which are pointing towards the existence of the soul. The first is near-death experiences, wherein people who are completely unconscious, their brain has stopped working, and yet the person, they are lying down on their operation theater and they perceive themselves from above. How did this happen? This is because of the soul is coming out of the body and perceiving the body from an out-of-body perspective. So there are people who are completely blind and even lifelong they did not see, but during near-death experiences they saw. And that also indicates very strongly that there is a soul who has the capacity to see and that soul can separate from the body. Another very strong evidence for the existence of the soul comes from the phenomena of past life memories. Children in various parts of the world, in hundreds, even thousands, have remembered astonishing details about some person whom they did not know in their lives. So these past life memories, this person lived and died over here. This child is living over here. So there's no connection between the two from a material point of view. The only connection is the soul. And the evidence from past life memories is also very strong in terms of there are recollections, then there are recognitions where children go to the past life area and recognize who there is. Then there are behaviors. The child had said the person had died because of drowning, and this life the person has, say, hydrophobia. And lastly, there are birthmarks and birth defects. As I said, the child was died because of a fatal wound, say a bullet entering into the head, and that person died in the previous life. And in this life, exactly at the point of the entry and exit of the bullet, in this life, the person has a birth defect, a swelling on the head, right from birth. So there is increasing evidence, scientifically speaking, for the tangibility, the reality of the soul. And the Bhagavad Gita gives us systematic knowledge further about what the soul is. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Great. I don't think it has to be exact.